Good morning, everybody. It's Dave Weiner here, and this is Morning Coffee Notes. It's not morning, as I say so often, and when it isn't morning, it's not morning. And in the background, you can hear, let's see, I think it's WBUR from, it's WBUR from Boston, which is 90.9 in Boston. And, you know, you might think, well, Dave must be in Boston, but I'm not. I'm in Berkeley. And, you know, there's no high-tech marvel here taking place. It's very ordinary technology. I just happen to have the internet, and I happen to be tuned into the webcast for WBUR. But it's remarkable in a way. What's remarkable about it is that the reception here through the internet, and I have Comcast cable internet, is far better than the reception, than the radio reception of that same station in Boston, and also of KQED FM in San Francisco, which is the local public radio station. So we've reached a milestone in media where the internet is now providing better access, far better access, actually. And, you know, perhaps, probably, you've been experiencing the same thing, and that this is nothing new to you, but, well, it is new to me, so there you have it. And this is my podcast, so, you know, that's just the way it goes. What are you going to say? So, anyway, I was trawling around I don't know how this happened, but I have this new Macintosh desktop. It's a dual CPU, 2-point-something gigahertz processor with 2 gigabytes of RAM and a 500-gigabyte hard drive and a 23-inch flat panel display. And, you know, the first day I got it, if you were reading Scripting News, then, well, you know, that's not the radio nor the internet. That's just the Berkeley Fire Department. Isn't that? I hope you can hear that. It actually does make the meter move just a little bit. This is like the Thundercast in Florida. I live in downtown Berkeley, right in the heart of the city. Oh, and I can even see, I have a great window that looks up the hill. Looks at the Berkeley Hills. And, wow, the fire trucks are stopping. No. It just appeared to be fire trucks. That's it. It's just a regular. Okay, it's getting quiet now. It's getting quiet. So, so I got this great computer, and I have now got 4 computers. I've got the Sony Vaio, which is just a, you know, great laptop, portable, throw it in the knapsack and take it with you, except I hardly ever do that. And I've got the iBook G4, which is what I throw in the knapsack. And you know, some people predicted that when I got the 23-inch screen, that I wouldn't be able to use the little 12-inch laptop. But that hasn't turned out to be true. I like the 12-inch laptop. So that's more or less when I go. And when, you know, restaurants, Berkeley is very, it's not wired in a premeditated way. It's not like, you know, the city has adopted wireless everywhere. But it is such a high-tech community that you can pretty much count on finding a wireless signal at any restaurant. And there are lots of restaurants, lots of quick, inexpensive, reasonably good food, actually sometimes very good food, for college student type budget. So it's very reasonable, and casual dining, you know, you just order and they bring it to you, and no fuss, no muss, low price, and Wi-Fi. Usually you get Wi-Fi. So, you know, a typical day I will go sit down somewhere for an hour or so and with my laptop, and I'll eat my lunch and do my work, and feel very, very urban and productive and comfortable, because I'm just comfortable like having my laptop. It's just a nice thing to be able to do, you know. I also like going out to eat with people. Sometimes I do that too. But sometimes I just go with my laptop, and that's pretty cool. So anyway, with this great new, and I more or less have the keyboard problem solved. The keyboard that I have right now is a Kensington El Cheapo $29 Mac keyboard. Mac meaning that it just has a command key. It's not perfect. It does get into these modes where the N key and the B key don't work. And so you just have to be patient when it's in that mode or mood, depending on how you look at it. And you need to just really hit the key carefully. So far, I haven't noticed that I've, like, you know, any documents have been, like, wrong. I usually seem to be catching the error, but it's a little annoying. May have to get a new keyboard, but it's not so bad. It's not like the Apple keyboard, which is still sitting here behind the Vio. Oh, I was going to say yes, and I've got the ThinkPad too. So those are the four computers. It's the desktop Honker, the Vio, the iBook G4, and the ThinkPad. Well, I've got a 500 gigabyte hard drive, plus I've got a couple of external 250 gigabyte hard drives that are used for backing up and stuff. And I'm trying to consolidate everything, and it's kind of cool because in the process of doing that, you know, I'll start a copy and go out for a walk, or I'll start a really long copy before going to sleep at night. And, you know, bit by bit, I'm getting everything sort of onto the one hard drive and then getting it all backed up. What's nice is that I'm finding a lot of old stuff going back to the 90s. Nothing in the early 90s yet, but I'm finding stuff from the early days of Frontier on the Macintosh, which I haven't actually gotten it to run under classic mode. Frontier does not appear to run. I think that's probably because of menu sharing in the component manager. We were doing some pretty fancy stuff with the component manager, all of it legal, but it may be possible that that part, some of the, you know, when you use features, when you're like the only one using a certain feature of the operating system, and then when they do a compatibility box, then they may not test your app, and if they don't test your app, then maybe that thing will be broken, and I think that's kind of what's going on, so... Frontier doesn't work, which is really a bummer, because it would be nice to be able to do that, especially because MacBird and Frontier were built to work with each other. MacBird being a user interface designer, and Frontier being the scripting system that designer is working for. It's still possible to get my work done. But so let's see if I can find what I'm looking for here. So I go to ding. I should have done what, you know, like a professional podcaster would do, if there is such a thing. And I should have actually gotten all this together beforehand, but I didn't do that. Let's see. Ding. There's a lot of cool stuff in here, if I do say so myself. Macintosh Archives. Actually, here's some stuff. Clay Basket. The calendar app that I did, something called Blaze. I wonder what Blaze is. I think Blaze is the thing that I did with Dave Lubert, if I'm not mistaken. Is it way back in 1987? Checking out the README here. Dave Lubert was on the, yeah, this is the thing that we did with Dave Lubert. The story I like to tell. Dave has worked with me on the OPML editor, but I've known Dave for many, many years, and he worked at Microsoft on Word for the Mac, and I was working on Frontier, and this was in the early 90s, and we wanted to see just how pathetic the Apple Event Manager was, because it was doing like 60 inter-application calls per second between two applications. You might think, well, that sounds like a lot, but they're running on the same damn machine, and it's a 68,000. So, you know, 60 per second is just ridiculous. I mean, should be able to, I mean, the machine is capable of doing millions of procedure calls per second. The 60 per second is like ridiculous. So we did a real sort of hacked up inter-application communication, but one that had almost no overhead to it at all, and we were getting like 100,000 per second. Not that Apple would let us do that. We wanted to, you know, basically Apple threatened Microsoft if they released it. Of course, Microsoft didn't tell me what happened. They just sort of like, whatever, you know. They didn't tell me, and they sort of had, Apple and Microsoft had their politics between them. Anyway, where was I? Right, so, ding, 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 I got distracted there. I'm sure you find this very, 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 very interesting, right? Hold on. I am drinking coffee, by the way, in case you were wondering. Well, what am I doing in that folder? I'm in the wrong place. Okay, so from the ThinkPad, old stuff. There's a folder in here that says music. And I want to play you something. It's really profound. Not. No, I'm not going to find it. Early Laptop Frontier. Fortune Picks. God, I should have put this somewhere where I would find it. Soap 1.0 doc. God, there's some crazy stuff here. It's in this developer folder. And nothing. Sometimes these things have stuff in them. You just don't know what they are. Pictures of a Fortune photo. Fortune Mag did a photo shoot of me, and it made it into the magazine, and I've got pictures that were taken there during that photo shoot. Well, I don't think I'm going to find it. Hold on. It's called Turkey is the name of it. Pictures of a turkey. Wow. Nice pictures of a turkey. Oh, here it is. Hold on. Turkey in the straw. Okay, you ready? Get ready to be blown away, folks. Okay, here goes. Oh, how come we can't hear anything? Oh, that's not very much fun. Why can't I hear it? That kind of sucks. Why do I not hear it? Okay. Well, now I'm going to go to the system preferences, and I'm going to go to the sound control panel. There must be hardware. Sound. Okay. Let's see if we got sound. Output. Yeah? Yeah. Speaker seems to be working. I love this. Listen to this shit. This is so cool. This is the thing about the Mac. The kids just—it's not just like a regular sound. It's somebody. I think it's a kiss or a smack. All right, let's try playing this again. Nope. QuickTime player. Ding 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 ding. View. Show AV controls. Oh, I'll bet I know why. Hold on. Let's see. Quit iTunes. Nope, that didn't seem to change a thing. Let's see. Let me launch iTunes. Nope. Where'd iTunes go? Oh, AV controls. Audio, video. Volume, bass, balance, jog, shuttle. Let's try it again. Volume. Volume's like cranked way up. Okay. Well, that looks pretty good. I swear I don't know why. Hold on. Let's try. Let's see. Well, yeah, we were just listening to something, weren't we? Hold on. Bring up a new Finder window here. This is like, you know, using the Mac with Dave. All right. Let's see. You go new Finder window. That's a good way to get a new Finder window, right? You go to the file menu and you say new Finder window. Okay, so I go to the applications menu and I go to iTunes and launch iTunes. Okay, so let's play. Here's Randy Newman. Yeah, that's working. Now, we don't want to. Wait, let's stop that. Now, I didn't want to play like the whole song of Short People, but go listen to it. It's a great song. Wait, let's see if we can find that one little lyric in there. Fast forward, you gotta walk around till it make me laugh. There's this great line in there. It says, you gotta hold them up just to say goodbye or something. Here, wait. See, that's where they make up for it being such a mean song. It's like, all men are brothers, etc., etc. Well, a fool such as I. It's a funny song. Unfortunately, it's probably not that funny if you're short. I don't happen to be short. My many apologies to my very good short friends out there, although, gotta say, most short people don't like me. I gotta, go figure. Get a life. All right, anyway, now here's the other song that's, okay, go to the mirror, boy. No, see me, feel me. Wait, I'm trying to get to the part where he says, go to the mirror. That's right. Well, anyway, somewhere in here he says, go to the mirror, boy. Do, 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 do. Go to the mirror, boy. Do, 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 do. And then blows up the mirror. And all of a sudden, I can see. Tommy can see. This is the rock opera Tommy. He had to be there. And there's so much RSS in that. In that song, there's just so much. It's just it's incredible. Gotta listen to it. Anyway, so let's see if I can get this to play. I really want to play this for you. So it's Turkey in the Straw, which is like an old favorite. I don't know who wrote it or whatever. Maybe we'll do a Google search, and I'm going to try to drag and drop this on iTunes. Let's see if it can play Turkey in the Straw. A MIDI. It's a MIDI. Okay, hold on. Right, got to get the Windows. This is the other thing. This is the thing that's not nice about the Mac, is that you're constantly moving Windows around to get things in the right place. Yeah. Ooh, it does seem to take it. That's the song I wanted to play for you. Beautiful. That's just so beautiful. We'll play that again before this. You gotta know we're gonna play that again before the podcast is over. You know, if somebody's being bitchy with you, just play him. Just play that at them and see if they can stop from smiling here. Okay, I'm going to pretend I'm being bitchy. Oh! Oh! Oh, how nice! And if you were to see me, I'm like da 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 da. Can you imagine? How does your body move with the music like that? You're just like doing corny little things, turkey in the straw type things. It's you can't be mad at somebody when they're playing here. I mean, oh, how nice! See, it works. Listen to the sound effect there. When you turn it, when I turn it off, listen to how they do this. Okay, you ready? Wow. It makes you just want to stop and start it all day long just because of the sound effect they got there. Man, that's really cool. That's pretty cool. Wow. You gotta love it. There's like, okay, it's, the machine ain't perfect. It's got these little weird, big weird things about it, but boy, it's got those nice little touches. You kind of, listen, let's do that again. Bing a ding a ding a ding 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 a ding a ding 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 ding. Okay, well, all right, well, I did actually have a purpose in doing the podcast today. It was mostly to play Turkey in the Straw for you, but there actually was something more to it than that. This one's for you, Steve Gilmore, and it was a sad, sad, sad blog post from Steve today, and it was just sad, and it was like, Dave, why don't you ever pay attention to attention? And, you know, well, you gotta know, attention is big deal. It is a big deal, and Steve Gilmore is a great guy, and I don't say that lightly. You know that. Steve is a great guy, and he pours his heart into this stuff, and for what? He doesn't, you know, nobody appreciates him, and everybody sort of, but he doesn't care. That's the nature of Steve. Steve doesn't care. He just, I don't know what makes him tick, other than he's just like a good guy, and he means well, and he wants the best, you know, and so those are all, I mean, I believe that crap. I really do believe that you don't have to be Mother Teresa to want to do good things with your life. I think almost everybody does, and the people who don't, I don't envy them one bit. I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, who do you think you're fooling? I mean, geez, you know, if you live forever, I suppose there's some purpose in being selfish, but shit, you don't live forever, and I know that, and you know that, unless, well, maybe you do, and, well, I don't know, I don't think you do, but if you do, yeah, good for you. Anyway, but I won't. And I don't think Steve will either. So Steve's doing some good stuff. Now, not everybody plays nice. And I think that's mostly because they're just young and they sort of like watch too much TV and haven't quite figured out yet that you really do need to treat people well and you don't want to cut corners and, you know. But there are people who have like, they have a business model of pissing me off. And what they hope to have happen, I think, is that I'm going to point to them and say that, oh, I don't like what you're doing, you know? And then what happens is no matter how much I say, I don't, you know, really, you know, I'm trying to be nice about this and just be really clean and simple and say, look, I just don't like what you're doing, you know? Whatever, they turn it around and they make it ugly. And they get everybody to jump on board, and they get everybody to point to them, and everybody reads what they're saying. And then some people just go, well, I'm going to do what he wants to do because I don't like Dave, right? And, you know, there was a whole little industry that built up that way. And there was nothing I could do other than just sort of, like, grin and wait for it to go over, wait for it to just pass. Because, you know, shit like that, if you give it energy, that's what they want. They want you to give it energy, and when you give it energy, that keeps it going. And when you don't give it energy, it doesn't keep going. So while I would love to support Steve, the problem is that he hooked up with some people who were doing that. They were doing some stuff in there that, sort of like was meant to like mess with shit that I was doing. And I look, I mean, I can support what Steve does without hurting what I do. That's what I want to do. And so what Steve seems to have done now is has gotten everything to, he's working with people that I know aren't like that and are sort of just like to write software and get things done and don't play, they like Nick Bradbury, for example. I mean, Nick is a gentleman, and I've said it over and over again, and I've seen him in action, and the guy really is a straight shooter, and that's the kind of guy I can work with, and I like working with Nick, and I don't even mind if Nick, I don't mind helping him even if I compete with him. I like to help him because, there are some things that you want to compete on, and there are other things that you don't, and what, compatibility is really kind of that's, see, when people compete based on being incompatible with what you're doing, that's just about as nasty as it can be. Is if you've already gone out there and you've got some stuff out there, like for example with OPML, got a lot of OPML out there. So if somebody comes along and says, "Well, I want to do exactly what you're doing, except we're not going to use OPML," you go, "Well, wow, I wonder what they what are they thinking? Because they really think that I can go make everybody stop using OPML? Because I can't. Can't do that. So, what are they doing? I don't get it." So, but Nick's not doing that. And so, if Steve, if you work with Nick and we all work together and we just stay with trying to deliver features for users and don't try to undermine each other's progress, and we play like gentlemen and we don't like, try to piss people off and use that as a business model, then great. You'll find that I'm pointing to your stuff all the time. If you want to work with other people, that's you're free to do that, but I'm not going to point over there if you do that. That's all. And it's not because I don't love you, because I do. And if you want to get some independent third party opinions on this, I can point you to some people who have no axe to grind, and they'll tell you that basically the stuff that's been proposed in your area is can't it just can't be implemented. So but let's work on getting something that can, and then everybody be happy. So, and if you're all stressed out about this and you're thinking about flaming me, just listen. I want you to just, if, here's, let's pretend this is the way you feel. Dave Weiner, he's a real. That ought to do it. And do-si-do. Spin your partner. Everybody love each other. Be friends. Play nice. Yay, one more time. That's Morning Coffee Notes. So it's a wrap. We're going to wrap this one up. It's a half hour Morning Coffee Notes. And it's today is, what is today? November 8th. Is it November? Oh my God. It's not November 8th. It's November 9th. 19. No, it's not. It's November 9th, 2005. And we've got to play that one more time. I didn't finish my little, we'll try wrapping that up again. Hold on. Well, that's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Morning Coffee Notes. I'm Dave Weiner, your host, and this is Morning Coffee Notes for Wednesday, November 9th, 2005. Everybody go out there, you play safe, you be nice, you spin your partner, and you dozy-do. We'll treat everybody like you'd like to be treated. That's the golden rule, boys and girls. That's the way we do it here on Morning Coffee Notes. So, and if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own. That's what Scoop Nisker says, and man, he was right. So that's what you gotta do. Everybody, y'all take care, and we'll see you again real soon now.